It's always embarrassing to see a lot of well-meaning people attempting to achieve the impossible. That's how I felt recently about the efforts around the world to disconnect teenagers from their smartphones. These efforts have routinely failed, usually after a few hours or days, and yet the lesson has not been learned. Banning smartphones for young people is a policy that comes up against two huge obstacles. The fervent determination of millions of teenagers to stay addicted to what has become their real world, and the equally fervent determination of the predatory tech industry to keep them addicted for life. Like most battles against addiction, this one was lost before it began. However, there may be a small victory to be won at the other end of the age scale. Our senior citizens, and I include myself, have suffered the escalating intrusion of the internet into our lives for decades. We never asked for it, most of us never wanted it, and yet we never had any choice. It's like being forced to join an alien religion. And of course it is a religion, in a way. Those little symbols on the screen are called icons, and icons are objects of worship. So we see old people walking around, bent over, not because of arthritis, but because they're staring short-sightedly at their tiny screens, which also puts them at great risk of falls. It may be that future generations will be born hunchbacked as an evolutionary adaptation, but long before that, the phones will be installed inside our brains. Some seniors have plunged into the internet swamp because they feel that they must keep in touch with the grandchildren. But people have kept in touch with their grandchildren for thousands of years without this technology, and it's not at all obvious that the grandchildren appreciate continuous electronic surveillance. It's a bit too much like Orwell's 1984. But for the rest of us, the result is that everyday activities like shopping, banking and healthcare have become more and more complicated, risky and incomprehensible. Older folks can remember booking a restaurant table or a medical appointment with a simple phone call, without ever needing a confirmation code or a dual security interrogation or their grandmother's thumbprint. The so-called content that innocent seniors are exposed to through their phones is a riot of irrelevance and childishness. It's dementia in a box. It could addle anybody's brain, let alone the fragile brain of a senior citizen. So my suggestion is to allow our seniors, including the president, to enjoy their remaining years in peace by taking away their smartphones after the age of, say, 70. And a great sense of peace would descend. We could write letters, walk into stores and banks and talk to real people, look up things in the library, and we would become a happier, less confused senior community with straighter spines. Young people could continue to enjoy the grotesque world of artificial excitement and over-communication that the media companies have created for them. As time passes and they approach their 70th year, they will at least have something to look forward to. This is David Boucher.